time now for our second feature, which is again read by Robin Quine.
As a bit of a change for our second feature this week, we thought we would give you a few facts and figures from events that have happened during the past week through history. In 1812, one of the worst winters on record began and caused the defeat of Napoleon. Temperatures were as low as minus 30 degrees centigrade. Brrr. In 1953, Dylan Thomas of Under Milkwood fame died aged 39. He had drunk 18 stiff whiskies and fell into a coma. A computer fault in 1979 led to a full-scale nuclear alert in the United States. Fortunately, it was rectified before things got out of control. In 1941, Roy Plumley conceived the idea for Desert Island Discs as he got ready for bed. He put the suggestion to the BBC, and the first programme was broadcast in January 1942. And another first for the BBC was the classic series Hancock's Half Hour, airing for the first time in 1954. Marie Antoinette was born in Vienna in 1755, and the Daily Mirror was first published in Britain in 1903. It was devised as a daily paper for women. In 1982, Channel 4 began broadcasting, and in 1960, the Lady Chatterley trial ended with Penguin Books cleared of obscenity. Lucky Lord Lucan disappeared in 1974 following the murder of his children's nanny and serious assault on his wife. He has never been seen since, but there were many claimed sightings of him over the years. The last public hanging in England took place at Tyburn, now Marble Arch. John Austin, a forger, was the last to die there. Marie Curie was born in Warsaw in 1867. She and her husband, Pierre, shared the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1903, and she was awarded a further prize in 1911 for her discovery of radium. There is a very good film called Radioactive about her life, starring Rosamund Pike. The Russian Revolution started in 1917 with the overthrow of Prime Minister Alexander Kerensky's government by Lenin. In 1935, the RAF's first monoplane fighter, the Hawker Hurricane, made its maiden flight. And finally, in 1872, the Marie Celeste, the ill-fated brigantine, sailed from New York and was found mysteriously abandoned near the Azores sometime later, with food still on the tables.
Thank you, Robin. We hope listeners found some of those facts and figures interesting.